The NBA conference playoffs are finally set. Yesterday, the Boston Celtics' Jason Tatum, like Sleeping Beauty, waking up with a kiss from cheering Celtics fans, scored an astonishing 51 points, a Game 7 record, in the Celtics' victory over the Philadelphia 76ers. Boston will meet the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals on Wednesday. In the West, LeBron James led the Los Angeles Lakers in a win over the defending champion Golden State Warriors on Friday night. LA will meet the Denver Nuggets tomorrow night in Game 1 of the conference finals.
The tone of how Americans watch sports like the NBA is often set by the studio commentators. You know, the banter, the jokes, the serious moments. Well, Kenny Smith is at the center of this. He's a longtime NBA analyst on TNT, alongside Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal. On the court, he played alongside Michael Jordan in college, and in the NBA, he won back-to-back championships with the Houston Rockets in the 90s. Well, Kenny Smith, also known as The Jet, has a new memoir. And it's not just about basketball, but also sports, social justice, consoling a child facing heartbreak. The book is Talk of Champions, and I spoke to Kenny Smith about it last week. You know, when I watch you on TV, you have a lot of fun on Inside the NBA. We have a little bit of sound of the night Shaquille O'Neal booby trap your chair, so you couldn't hop up to sprint to the big screen as you normally do. Here it is.
It doesn't spin. So I cannot,
who did that?
I'm not there. I cannot spin out.
Congratulations, Shaq. Bad hip and all. Very nice.
You guys have a lot of fun on the set, but you frame your book around serious lessons from mentors in your life that you're wanting to pass along to your kids. It's a familiar thought that I have. So can we start with Coach Jack Curran, your high school coach at Archbishop Molloy, New York, where you grew up? And he tells you in your junior year, Kenny, you don't work hard enough to be an NBA player. What did that do for you in your life?
He said it so casually, and I had such a great relationship with him that I knew he was serious. And I said, wow, well, there's some things I need to change about my effort to impact my performance to a level that separated me from everyone else. And, you know, that's part of, you know, again, you said the part of the books, but the reason I wrote it is because I started to realize that the people around me that I had in my life were not normal. You know, being around Bill Russell, Dean Smith, the late, great Jack Curran, Michael Jordan. So I was like, I'm writing a tell-all book, but I'm telling all of the great things I learned from them. And if I knew that at 21, how different my life would have been.
Yeah. Another person you have a chapter on is Dean Smith, legendary coach at North Carolina, where you played in the 80s. You played alongside, as you say, Michael Jordan, Sam Perkins. And at one point, Coach Smith says to you, what are you going to do as a young African-American man on this campus?
Well, you know, it was always felt like an out-of-body experience when you're talking to Coach Smith. It felt like you were talking to Mandela or Gandhi or someone in that nature. Because he was so thought provocative. And so when I got to campus, you know, that's during the time of apartheid, and there were shanties on campus, and he sparks you to say, I'm not telling you you should join, but I think there's something you should do. And when someone does that, it actually empowers you to be more innovative, but also knowing that you have the support of the coach who is there, who brought you there for sports, and then saying, no, you should do something bigger than just score. And that is the first time a non-African-American person had ever asked me to do something for someone of my own race.
Did it spur you to take actions during or after college on social justice issues?
For sure. I think that's how the book actually started, because when George Floyd happened, you know, social injustice and unrest was throughout country was pretty, at that time, we hadn't seen in our lifetime that poignant as, you know, the millennials and people of my era.
Was there also the game where the Milwaukee Bucks walked off the court to protest the shooting of Jacob Blake? I mean, all that time frame, yeah?
Yeah, they decided not to play the game, didn't think it was appropriate to play. And I came to work that day, and everything felt normal. The person at the gate let me in, have a good show, Security guard comes out. Hey, nice to see you. And when Ernie started the show.
Oh, Ernie Johnson, the host.
I just felt that everything shouldn't be normal. And instead of being talking about it, I thought it was important for me to join the march.
Kenny, we have a little bit of sound of that night. Here it is.
And for me, I think the biggest thing now is to kind of, as a black man, as a former player, I think it's for best for me to support the players and just not be here tonight.
That spurred the book. A literary agent called me and said, you have a book. And I was like, what do you mean? I said, I always thought I could write an article about my life, but never a book. And she said, no, why did you walk off? And I said, I walked off because of the people who made, and I thought right there, the people who made me. It wasn't just Dean Smith. It was Bill Russell. It was Jack Curran. It was my dad. It was my mom that said, I shouldn't be here today. And so those stories about that moment also spurred about the other things and aspects of business and sport that I learned from all of these great people. And then I wrote the book.
Professional sports is something that a small number of players get to do. You know, my son is a high-level soccer player in high school, but he went on a trip to England and he heard this talk where out of 1,000 star kids, one is going to make it to the Premier League. How have you talked to your kids about disappointment in the moment?
Yeah, I think the one thing, especially in sport, let's even go further in basketball, in the 75 years of NBA history, there's only been 5,200 people who've donned the court for 10 seconds. So there is a realistic understanding that there will be disappointment in it. However, the life lessons that you learn with inside of it, how to get along with others, how to be a leader, how to be an individual within a team sport, how to pay attention to authority. Like, those are lessons that you need to be the president of TNT, an owner of a team, whatever. The wins and losses isn't the wins and losses in the sport. And that's what I try to express to them. And I have a saying that I say to them sometimes. Sometimes when you win, you actually lose. And sometimes when you lose, you actually win. Because you learn a valuable lesson in both. And that's what your journey's about.
Bill Russell was your first coach in the NBA. Obviously, the great, won so many NBA titles with the Celtics. You know, he lived in a racially problematic Boston. Was it a conversation with him on your first day in the Sacramento Kings that stopped you from referring to certain players as European players?
Well, yeah, it wasn't the first time, you know, and I expressed that in a book as well, where as a rookie, my role, he said, was to sit next to him on every plane trip and every bus ride. So I got to hear these great stories. And I just casually, he was at the time also the general manager of the team. So he drafted me and he was coaching me. And he's looking at notes and I noticed that they're from players overseas. And I just was joking at the time, half but half serious as well. Like, coach, you're telling me there's not a guy in Alabama that's not as good as this guy in Yugoslavia that you're going to see, or you're sending someone to see. Just get a guy from Alabama. And he was like, well, Kenny, as an African-American, you could never not want inclusion. So he took a casual moment and made it into a profound statement, which allowed me to change the way I thought about inclusion and making sure that people are included in things. And that even when we're excluded, that's why we have to be animate about the inclusion. And then when we have it, we still have to want others to be part of it as well. That changed the way I thought in a casual, joking manner. He turned into a lifelong lesson.
Yeah. We've been talking to Kenny Smith, former NBA player, NBA champion. His new memoir is Talk of Champions, Stories of the People Who Made Me. Kenny Smith, really good to talk to you. Thanks for the time.
Well, thanks for having me. All right.